The new Connect FM.
Ah, it's the St. Elsewhere music, which means it's time for our weekly health check with Dr. Brent Riefsteck. How are you, Dr. Riefsteck?
Very good. How's everybody over there?
Wonderful. Dr. Riefsteck's a pediatrician with Carl and nice enough to chat with us every week at this time. And this week, see, last week you said something that perked up my ears. And so I thought, oh my goodness, I want to know how you did it. And I'll bet everybody else will want to know how you did it. And we'll all get thinner this way. But Dr. Riefsteck last week was talking about it being Stroke Awareness Month. And you'll find that interview on our podcast page, too, because he had some amazing stats and then also, symptoms and things to do to prevent the risk.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that on our podcast page at myconnectfm.com. You talked about losing 50 pounds, Dr. Riefsteck.
Yeah, pretty close. My number's up to about 48.
Okay.
I've lost about 48 pounds since I started this whole endeavor about, 15 to 18 months ago.
Okay. So that's key, too, because it doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't happen overnight. And that's one of the things that people get stuck in the trap about is they think that, you watch an infomercial and there's this fad diet and it's going to make you lose, 10 pounds in a week. And that's not the best way to do it because that weight can go right back on just as quickly as it came off.
Yeah, that's true. And I, personally, I'm not a diet person. I mean, I hate rules and somebody says, okay, you've got to have this, you adhere to this strict diet. I know one day a doctor may say to me, Mary Lynn, you're going to have to adhere to a strict diet, but until that day, I just need something that I feel like I've got a little bit of control over. And you were nice enough to send over your plan, how you did it. And this doesn't look too... I mean, this looks pretty basic, and I thought some other folks would get some benefit out of this, too.
Okay. Yeah, it's not as difficult as you might think, but it does take some lifestyle changes. I think that the thing that everybody gets stuck on, like I said, is they want the quick fix, because that's kind of what our society is bred on today. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to go get the pill that's going to fix this or that, or you want instant gratification. I mean, we can do a lot of stuff online, and it happens instantaneously, and we want that for a lot of things in our life. Your health isn't always going to be that easy. It's something that is a process. The body doesn't change as quickly as, the stocks or, mm-hmm. The ticker on the news feed. So
right.
You have to pay attention to your body and really be patient, I think is one of the best things. And the way to lose weight is to do it the right way. Just remember, do it the right way because you will have long-lasting benefit from it. We talk about diet and exercise, and really that is the goal. I mean, that is the real tools that you have available to you. And it's not just about calories in and calories out. It's about what you're putting in your body and how much, and how much activity you're getting through the course of the day.
Okay.
I think one thing that was really shocking to a lot of people is to see the obesity rates by state, and you can watch it evolve over time. If you go to the CDC website and just go to the obesity page, it actually brings up a map where it shows the obesity rates by state over the course of time, and it'll go year by year, and it will show you just how shocking it's become just over the last few decades.
Well, and even here in Illinois, mm-hmm. I was just, we were talking about this the other day, that one in five kids in our state is considered obese.
Obese. And, to be obese, that's pretty shocking. I mean, just to look at how big a person has to be considered obese. Overweight.
I think it's 65% of adults in our state are overweight.
Uh-huh. And obese, 26.5% in 2009.
Wow.
The highest rate in the nation was Alabama, and that whole group of states down there, Missouri, Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, that's kind of the obesity belt down there.
Okay.
And we talked about, I think one of the first times I talked with you guys about that being the diabetes belt as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obesity goes along with type 2 diabetes. So on that sheet that I sent you was a list of things, and what I suggest when I hand that sheet to my patients is don't do them all. If you try to make a bunch of big lifestyle changes all at once, you will fail. And that's been proven. You can't decide that you're going to stop smoking, stop drinking alcohol, change to a very healthy diet and exercise every day all at once, because you will go back to your old habits immediately.
Yeah. Right.
So what I did, just for example, is I started reading labels, and one of the first things I kicked out of my daily regimen is Mountain Dew. I used to drink like 4 stupid bottles of Mountain Dew every single day. You turn that bottle around and you look at the label, and it really is a poison. Like, you look at how many carbs and the percent of your daily value of carbs that you're putting in your body, and realizing that your body's going to use a fraction of that and convert the rest of it to fat. The number of calories and carbs I was putting in my body was just ridiculous. So I cut that out first, and I saw a significant change in a short amount of time, because suddenly my body was seeing less of those liquid calories that I was getting. The second thing I did after a week or so was being a physician, usually, some days you only get, 12 to 15 minutes to run and grab something to eat, and then you're back into your afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just run out to fast food, come back, scarf it at my desk, and then be on to my first patient. And I cut that out, too. With a little bit of pre-planning and a little bit of very careful thought, I could either run out and get something that was healthy, or I could have something already prepared that was healthy.
Okay.
Those two changes alone allowed me to lose about 20 pounds right in the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't really eat fast food, and I don't drink soda.
You don't get a bowl of sugary cereal?
No, the problem is I really don't eat all day long, and then I have a big meal at dinner because I'm starving.
And what time is dinner?
And you just said the right word, starving. So by the time you get to your dinner, your body is in complete starvation mode. So what it's going to do with all of those calories is going to say, oh my gosh, we're going to starve again. We need to store all of this as fat. Because that is exactly the way your endocrine system is set up at that point.
Okay.
So you're actually sabotaging any weight loss that you want to have by only eating that one big meal a day.
Okay.
And that's something that a lot of people don't understand. Your body likes habits. It likes to do the same thing every single day. And the better way to do that is to eat some small things over the course of the day. So, for example, like, I really can't eat anything solid before 10 a.m. It's just my stomach doesn't like it. It's just something weird with me. So I have a protein shake on my way to work.
Okay.
It's not very high calorie. It's high protein, and that's something that my body will use for muscle rather than to place into fat. So it also keeps me full longer. So then by the mid-morning, when I'm kind of ready for solid food, all I have to do is run and get a thing of Greek yogurt, which studies show that folks who eat Greek yogurt have 31% less body fat than those who do not. So that's one little healthy thing. So that keeps my body's metabolism going, thinking, oop, you know what, we're not going to starve. We can use this fuel that he's giving us and keep it moving. So then by the time I get to lunch, I'm not terribly hungry. I can have a salad, and that's still satisfying and not a lot of calories. And then I have a snack mid-afternoon, I have a workout shake before I go work out, and then a sensible dinner. So you see kind of how I'm giving my body the little bit of fuel that it needs periodically throughout the day without those big meals. And it teaches my body that, okay, you know, we can use this fuel that he's giving us rather than store it.
Okay.
And that, kind of teaches my body some good metabolism habits.
That workout shake that you have before your exercise, is that just another protein shake?
Mm-hmm. It has some protein and some a lot of vitamins, B vitamins and stuff in it. I just get it at the nutrition store.
Okay.
There's no one right way to do it. If you want to go talk to your nutritionist, or the folks that work at those stores are pretty knowledgeable about that stuff, or do some research online, find what's right for you, because they're different ones do different things.
Okay. Like you've said, it's always best to just start with one thing. Don't try to do everything.
Right.
And you have like a little list here of things to encourage yourself to do and things to avoid. So why don't we go down the encourage list first?
Okay. Yeah, well, what I did is I put together a sheet mostly for my patients and families, because a lot of times parents are so busy, it's hard to think about what things they can do to help themselves, but also help their children to avoid further weight gain and even encourage some weight loss. So some things to encourage more water. If you fill up your belly with liquid that has no calories, you're actually going to take up some of that space that calories could take up. So a lot of times, even with my daughter, she'll come and say, Dad, I'm hungry. I'm like, I think you're just bored or thirsty. Why don't you go get something to drink? And she'll go get some water. And then she's satisfied for a while. So water is something you should encourage, especially if you're going to avoid then soda. Soda is empty calories. There is nothing good in soda at all. Even diet soda, there's just nothing good in there. So avoiding that would be a good idea. I mean, if you want your caffeine, get it from iced tea. That's a good place without sweetener. And that's a good place to get your caffeine. Another thing to encourage is protein sources. Good sources of protein are things like eggs and dairy, lean meats and nuts. You know, what about cholesterol? Eggs make your cholesterol go high, right? No, being fat makes your cholesterol go high. Eggs are not going to make your cholesterol go high, especially if it's part of a healthy diet. Sure that you...
You could have 2 eggs a day, and that's okay?
Oh, sure.
As long as it's not slathered with cheese or butter.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, what I used to do is I would throw some lean meats on a skillet with a couple of eggs and maybe... toss a half a handful of cheese on top and, you know, throw that in the skillet and just cook it up. And that's a nice, very high protein, low fat, low carb meal. It'll keep you full and it gets you the lean calories that your body likes.
Okay.
Another thing to encourage is obviously fruits and vegetables. Those are low calorie, low carb, high fiber things that will not only keep your bowels moving and keep you regular, but also, again, fill up your belly with stuff that's not full of fat. And then moderate portions. One thing that's a big deal in our society and in the Midwest in general is you're taught to heap it on, get seconds, and clean your plate. I mean, it's just what we were taught as children. It's hard to get away from that and go from the large portions to the more moderate portions. And it's okay to leave some on your plate and push away from the table.
Okay.
Another thing to avoid would be high-carb foods, obviously pastas, bread, sweets. Those carbs are not bad. Carbs in and of themselves are not bad, but when you get a load of them in your belly, your body's only going to use a fraction of those for fuel before it converts the rest to fat.
Okay.
Fried foods, obviously, are something to take in moderation, as well as anything that has fat in it. Those are all good things to avoid. Other tricks that I have on my sheet, get plenty of sleep. It's been proven that people who do not get sleep cannot lose weight. It does not matter if you say, oh, I only need this many hours. Nope. Adults need 8 hours of sleep a night. And if you're not getting anywhere near that, you're not getting anywhere near losing weight. Limiting screen time, especially for kids, is important. Limiting time in front of the TV, the computer, the video games, and the phones. Our world has become very technological, but realize that when you spend most of your time doing that instead of being active, you really are sabotaging your weight loss.
Okay.
Activity is important. You know, stuff that increases your heart rate and makes you out of breath. You know that you've increased your metabolism if you're having a hard time catching your breath. If you go for a nice little walk, that's great, but you can still breathe at the end of that very comfortably. If you change that into a quick jog followed by a walk, and you really feel winded, you're doing a good job. You're increasing your heart rate and increasing your metabolism. Your metabolism doesn't stay increased just while your heart's beating fast. It stays, your metabolism stays up for hours afterwards. So you're not just burning calories right then, you're burning them for hours later.
Okay.
So that's all good things to remember. And definitely you want to read labels. Read labels when you go to the supermarket. When you start reading labels, you really become aware of the stuff that you're putting in your body.
Okay. All right. And then another tip that I've often heard is to keep a journal, that a lot of times, you know, just keeping track of what you eat, more people who do that tend to have success.
Oh, yeah. And you don't have to do it all the time. Just do it in the beginning, because then you really get into the better habits. Once you're in better habits, you've reset your diet. You don't have to keep track forever and ever. Just in the beginning, so you remember, especially to avoid grazing. Because how many times have we gone to the kitchen, we take a handful of this. We go back in 30 minutes later, take a handful of that. The
crunchy potato chips.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh. The calories add up so quickly.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're automatically discounted in your brain. Oh, I just had a handful, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you had, by the end of the day if you've had seven handfuls.
I can just attest. We're friends on Facebook. You look lean and mean in your profile picture.
Yeah.
So obviously you know what you're talking about.
I've worked really hard and it's paid off.
Good job.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your secrets of success when it comes to weight loss. And we really, really do appreciate it. And we'll post this up on our Facebook page, too, this interview. So for anybody who maybe only caught a portion of it or missed some of it or wants to just go back and say and listen again and jot this stuff down, they can.
And we'll be able to talk about it again periodically when other topics come up, too.
Wonderful.
Sounds good.
Dr. Brent Restek, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And you can always find him at Carl. He's a pediatrician. Ask for him by name. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.